Himself came practice for Mishnah Gimel and full practice for Mishnah Vov. This Mishnah continues on the theme which was begun in the previous Mishnah to differentiate between a item which is used by somebody who is professional and uses this item very frequently, and because of that it is designed in a slightly different way, and the equivalent kli which is used by somebody at home less frequently, and because of that difference it's generally designed in a slightly different way. Yom Nofar Shel Salosin. This literally means the sea of a sieve, which is used by people who professionally sieve flour. And we're referring to a very large sheet, which is of mesh. It's like a sieve. It's made out of the hairs, the fur of an animal. It's a material that can only become tome if it can hold or contain things. And there is a wooden frame which surrounds this large metal sheet. Now, the whole purpose of a sieve is that the larger parts of whatever is being sieved, in this case the flour, the unwanted parts which are inside of the flour and are larger, will remain above the sieve, and the flour itself, which is wanted, will go down through the holes of the sieve. So since the sieve does hold, obviously, the larger parts which are inside the flour, tomei, it can become tomei, even when it is not attached to this wooden frame which surrounds it. And at that point, it's not attached, so it can't really hold things, since there's no room around it. Nevertheless, since when it is used and it is attached to the frame, it is the main part of the frame, and it obviously has a very clear function in this larger kli, so it doesn't have to be attached to the rest of the kli for it to become tome, as we've seen in countless examples throughout the Masechta. On the other hand, v'shel balabatim, such a sieve which is used by people at home, although when it is attached to the frame, we are going to understand that it can become tome, because the very definition of a sieve is that it does hold things above the holes. Nevertheless, when it is not attached to the frame which surrounds it, then tohor, it is not able to become tome, because then it is considered to be a broken kli. And this is a very important differentiation which needs to be made. We've seen countless examples, like we mentioned, of kelim which are made up of many different parts, and the Mishnahs have been saying that even the individual parts, as long as they have a clearly defined function within the larger kli, they are able to become tomei, even when they are not attached to the rest of the kli. Now, how does this idea fit with the other idea that we have seen in many examples, that a broken kli cannot become tome? Since these individual parts are useless by themselves in this current state, so surely that's considered to be a broken item. When you attach it again to the larger kli, so you're fixing it, but right now it's broken. The answer is, it depends on whether the item is made to be able to take apart the individual parts or not. And this indeed is the difference between a large sieve which is used by a professional, since he's using this all day, so he needs to clean it quite often, and it was designed in such a way to allow him to take the wooden frame off very easily and clean the sieve. And because of that, when it is not attached to the frame, it's not considered to be broken. On the other hand, that which is used by a person at home, who would not use it frequently, and therefore he wouldn't need to take it out of the frame often at all in order to clean it, therefore when it is detached from the frame, and it was more difficult to detach it from the frame, it wasn't designed in a special way to allow him to do so. Either way, when he does do so, it's considered to be broken, because it's not made for taking apart the different parts of that kli. Rabbi Yehuda says, Avshel Gedeles, even a large sieve, in this case it's not actually used as a sieve, it's the same mesh setup as a sieve though, and it's surrounded by a frame, but it's much larger because it was actually used for a girl who was having a haircut or her hair being braided. She would sit on a wooden board which went from one end of the wooden frame to the other, and at the bottom was this mesh material. And the Mishnah says, Avshel Gedeles, even such a mesh sheet and is part of this kli which is used by a woman who braids hair, Tomei Moshav, it can become Tomei as a Moshav, something which is designated for supporting the weight of somebody. And there are certain people who are Tomei, such as a Zov, that if they support their weight on something which is designated for supporting somebody's weight on, then it will make it Tomei, even if he doesn't move it or touch it, and there are many different layers in between him and that item. This is a type of Tumas Medras that was discussed in the first parak of Maseches Kelim. Because girls sit inside this large mesh sheet on top of something else and braid their hair. Or somebody else would braid their hair. And interestingly, even though they don't sit on the mesh itself, they sit on a wooden plank which goes from one end to the other. Nevertheless, we look at all of this as one large kli, and therefore it's considered to be that the mesh is also there to support the weight of the girls sitting there. Mishnah Dalet, kolat tluyim tmein, all loops which are made and attached to an item, and via which the item can be hung, tmein, they can become tomei, because they are attached to something which is a kli. So even if the loop itself doesn't fulfill all of the conditions to become tomei, it could be that it's not able to contain things, and it's made of a material that needs to be able to hold things in order to become tomei. Nevertheless, since it's attached to a kli, it also can become tomei. Except for the loop, which is used for hanging different types of sieves which are used by a person at home, because they would generally take that loop off occasionally and use it for different purposes. So it's not considered to be connected enough to this kli for it to gain that status of being just an extension of the kli. The Chachomim say, Kulam Tohoirim. All of these loops by which the item can be hung up cannot become tomei, because the hanging up of the item is a totally different usage than that which the kli is used for and designated for. You also hang up the kli, but that's got nothing to do with the actual function of the kli, which means that this extension is not actually assisting in the purpose and function of the kli, but rather a more insignificant use of hanging up, and because of that, it cannot become tomei, except for the following loops which are attached and used for hanging up the sieves, because these loops actually do assist in the function of the sieve. These sieves are much larger, and they would use the loops to also help them grip and make sure they wouldn't drop the sieve while they were using it. So chutz mitloy nofash sazlosin, that which is used to hang a sieve used by people who sieve flour professionally, or that which is used to hang the sieve which is used at the threshing floor to sieve the grain, or tluib magal yod, the loop which is attached to a hand sickle, this has nothing to do with a sieve now, it's rather an item which is used for cutting grain. And once again, he would place the loop around his wrist in order that he would be able to hold onto it properly and it wouldn't drop. And the loop which is attached to the stick which is used by tax collectors, he would use the stick to prod different items such as a haystack to ensure that there was nothing hidden inside of it. And again, he would use the loop in order to hold on to the stick properly. So although it could be that originally the loop was placed on it also at least to be able to be hung, since it is at least also used to assist in the main function of this item, because they assist at the time that the purpose for which the item is designated is being fulfilled, it therefore can become tomei. And the Mishnah says, this is the rule, that which is made to assist at the time that the function is being fulfilled, tomei, it can become tomei. So here the Mishnah does imply that it has to be that it was really made for this, at least also this purpose. Whereas if it's only made for hanging, then tohar, it is not able to become tamei. It should be noted, by the way, that the hand sickle and the stick, which is used by the tax collector, is obviously made out of metal, because it can't hold anything, and yet we're still saying that it is tamei, and even that which is attached to it is tamei, so obviously it's made out of metal, and that's why it can become tamei and is considered a kli, even if it's not able to hold anything. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah teaches a very important condition for something to become tomei if it's a material that requires a container, something that can hold things in order to become tomei. And that is that it's not enough that the reality is that it's able to physically hold and contain things, but it has to be that it is made for the purpose of holding and containing things. The function for which it is designated requires that holding and containing of that which is going to be on the item. So the Mishnah says that rachas shel goreisos, a shovel that is used by those who grind beans, they would shovel up the beans and place them in that which is going to grind them. Tomei, that can become tomei, because it's made to hold those beans and transport them to the mill. V'shaloit sorais, however, a shovel which is used in the storehouse of the beans or the grain, that's generally used just for gathering the different pieces of grain or beans into one pile, but they wouldn't shovel it up and hold it. They would rather drag the grain or the beans all into one pile, but it's not actually used for holding things, and therefore it cannot become tome. Shelgitois, a shovel which is used in a wine press that is used for holding the skins of the grapes and the pips to remove them from the wine press, and so it's used for holding things, and therefore tomeo, it can become tome. Shelgironois, however, even an equivalent shovel, but one which is designated for use at the threshing floor, once again, that was only used for dragging or sweeping the grain which is there on the floor, but it wouldn't actually be used, and it wasn't designated for holding the grain, and because of that, tahira, it is not able to become tome. Zaklol, this is the rule, here also le kabola. A shovel or anything which is made for holding and receiving things, tome, it can become tome. But le kinus, if it is designated just for dragging and directing the produce or whatever is under discussion into one pile, but not to actually hold it, then tohar, it is not able to become tome, despite the fact that it's able to hold and contain things. It should be noted that there are those who explain that actually the shape of the shovels in this Mishnah are different, and that those which are not able to become tome, it's not because they're not made, and they weren't purposefully designated for the use of holding and containing things, but rather they actually do have a difference. Perhaps the rim doesn't go around all three sides. It could be that they are not actually able to hold things properly. And although the next Mishnah also implies this principle, that it has to be that it is designated for holding things, and the mere ability to hold things is not enough, but even the next Mishnah has an alternative explanation, which some explain. But the simple understanding of these Mishnayos is to introduce this new condition, this new principle, really, that in order to be considered a base kibble, something that can contain and hold things, and thus be a kli that can become tome, it has to be that it is designated, and it is actually used for holding things as well. If it is never used for holding things, then it would not be able to become tome. Says the Mishnah Vov, Nivle Ashora, a particular kind of instrument which is used to accompany singing. There's a discussion as to whether we're referring to a regular navel, a lyre, which is very similar to a harp, just it's shaped slightly differently, or if referring to a smaller instrument which has a similar appearance to a guitar. But again, it wasn't exactly like a guitar, slightly different. Be it as it may, the Mishnah says that tome, and it can become tome, because although the primary use of the part of a guitar-like instrument that can contain things is just to produce the sound, it's obviously not made for holding things. In this case, it is different, because the people who would play these instruments would use that area also to place their coins, the coins that they would receive from people for whom they played the music. They would place the coins inside the instrument, and therefore it is able to become tome, because they would really use it as such as well. They would use it as a container. On the other hand, v'nevnei b'nei Levi, the lyres, the particular instruments which were used by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdosh, tahirim, they are not able to become tome, because although technically speaking they are able to place things inside of those instruments, they were never used for holding and containing things, and therefore they are not able to become tome. The Mishnah lists another difference between the Beis HaMikdosh and outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, which has connection to the laws of Tumah, and that is there are seven types of liquids, water, wine, oil, honey, milk, blood, and dew. Those seven liquids are the only seven liquids that are able to become tome, and as well as that, food items are only able to become tome if they have at some point come into contact with one of these seven liquids. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says klamashkin tomein, all of these seven liquids can become tome and can make food fit to become tome. However, mashkebes mitbachaya, the liquids which are in the area just north of the mizbeach, in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdosh, the blood which comes out of the animals, as well as the water which is used for rinsing the animals, tahirin, they cannot become tome, and they cannot make food fit to become tome. Even though it's water and it's blood, and generally those are liquids that can become tome. Over here there is a special halacha l'Moshe Sinai, a tradition that we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu that he received at Har Sinai, that those cannot become Tomei, and they cannot make things fit to become Tomei. And now the Mishnah lists the third difference between that which is in the Beis HaMikdosh and outside of the Beis HaMikdosh. Kol HaSeforim, all scrolls of Tanakh, Metamim HaSayodayim, Medirabonon, make one's hands a Sheini L'Tumah. And the reason for this is because people began to have a practice of storing their truma, which is holy food, which is given to Kohanim. It has a level of sanctity such that it's forbidden to allow it to become Tomei, and if the truma does become Tomei, then it needs to be burnt. And people had the practice of storing it away together with holy scrolls of Tanakh. Since they are both holy items, that's what they started to do. The problem was that mice would often come and follow that food, and as a result, the mice would also damage the scrolls. And in order to avoid this happening, the Rabbanon said that Midrabbanon, the scrolls have the status of a Sheni L'Tumah, or would at least make one's hands a Sheni L'Tumah, which means that if the hands touch the Truma, then the Truma would become Tomei. Or if the scrolls touch the Truma, then the Truma would become Tomei, because a Truma can become Tomei from a Sheni L'Tumah. A Sheni L'Tumah generally refers to something which is two steps removed from the original source of impurity. Over here, the Truma is on the level of a Sheni L'Tumah. The point is just that it can make the truma tomei, and that would prevent people, obviously, from storing the truma next to those scrolls. Chutz mesefer hazara, except for the scroll which was in the Beis HaMikdosh and was used on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would read from it, and also at Hakel, which was a procession which happened once every 7 years on Sukkot. Be it as it may, this had an even higher level of holiness. And it also was under the protection of those who ran the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there was no concern, so there was no need to decree a level of Tumah on this scroll. Here was an actual Sefer Torah. Continues the Mishnah, HaMarkoif, a wooden horse, Tohar, cannot become Tomei, because it's not able to hold anything. HaBatnoin, this is very similar to a guitar. VaHaNiktamoin, this is another instrument. VaHaEros, this is similar to a drum. HaElu Tomein, they can become Tomei, because once again, they have an area that they are able to hold and contain things, and they would place the coins which they received from people inside the instrument. Rabbi Huda says, Ha'eros Tomei Moshov. This drum can even become Tomei as a Moshov, which is a type of Tumas Medras, that people who have a particular type of Tumah, for example a Zov, if they support their weight on something that is designated for supporting the weight of somebody, then it will make it Tomei with a very high level of Tumah. And this drum can become Tomei as a Moshov, a type of medras, something that is designated for sitting on. Because a woman who weeps and cries at a funeral in order to arouse people, other people to cry, she would often sit on such a drum. Now the Tanakhama argues, because the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, holds that this is certainly not its primary purpose, and therefore it is not considered to be designated for sitting on. The Perek ends off, Mitzudas Hachulda, a trap which is used for trapping a weasel, Tomei or can become Tomei Midrabonon, because although it can't really hold things, it is made in the fashion of a kli. It's very similar to a kli, and this is one of the few kelim that the Rabbonon decreed can become Tomei, because they are similar to a kli. However, a mouse trap, Tahoya, cannot become Tomei, because that consisted pretty much of just a flat board and didn't have the fashion and wasn't so similar to a regular kli, and therefore the Rabbanon did not decree that it can become Tomei.